The author of a new book on energy politics says environmental factors are playing out in community elections and in the national vote. The creator of a new political action committee in Utah agrees. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
Consumer advocate Winona Hodder has a new book on the battle for the future of energy and the environment. It's a look at what she describes as an energy industry entrenched in national and state politics. Americans everywhere have started pushing back, she says, and Hodder's backing a drive to persuade Democrats to rewrite the National Party platform to get rid of an all-of-the-above energy policy.
It's past time for the Democratic Party to heed the calls of this growing movement to ban fracking and keep fossil fuels in the ground.
But in Utah, green politics has a different focus than fracking bans and climate change. Instead, a recent analysis by the nonpartisan Utah Foundation shows air quality and the environment as leading concerns for Democrats. Republicans include air, water, energy, and public lands lower down on their top 10 lists. Blogger Alan Nauman agrees Utah voters do care about the environment. He started a political action committee to advance their agenda. The PAC's called Green Votes for Utah.
If politicians don't grab green issues, I sure hope their opponents do, because somebody has got to gather this momentum, and that's what we're hoping to support.
Nauman said the mission's not just raising money for green-minded campaigns. It's also to teach voters and candidates about environmental issues. Judy Fays, KUER News.